Welcome once again to Branko's Bites. I'm Bob Branko. I assume that a lot of you use Facebook on a regular basis. In fact, I know that some of you do. I see your names and posts on my page. I enjoy using Facebook. I like to post things. I like to converse with my friends. I get on the Facebook chat occasionally and talk to people who are online at that point. I use Facebook for professional reasons, formal reasons, business reasons, whatever you want to call them. And like I said, I like socializing, generally speaking. What I don't do is I don't put personal laundry on Facebook. See, this is why we have cyberbullying, in a sense. Because people who want to do the bullying see all of the personal things and regard a lot of it as someone's weakness. You would be amazed at how many people ridicule Facebook because of this. And I try to tell them, it's not Facebook that's the problem. The problem is what goes on Facebook. I'll give you two examples of posts that I actually saw on my page in the past 4 or 5 years. One young lady wrote, "I am in bed with my boyfriend right now." And another young teenage man wrote, "I just had sex, and it felt good." Now, why would anyone, or any of you for that matter, want to put something like that on Facebook for everyone to see? There are certain aspects of life that are very private and should remain so. Yet we all see very personal stuff when we look through the Facebook posts. So let's put all of this in perspective. Facebook is not the problem, so people shouldn't panic when they think of Facebook or frown when they think of Facebook. Sure, they don't need to have Facebook if they don't want it, but Facebook is a good tool if it's used right. I believe that. Thank you for listening to another edition of Branko's Bites.